Listener Production.
Hi, I'm Rachel Burke. She's done it. Beyonce has created Grammy's history by bagging her 32nd award. Queen B claiming her fourth award of the night after winning Best Dance Electronic Music Album.
I'm trying not to be too emotional. And I'm trying to just receive this night. Thank you, God.
Aussie act Rufus DeSole was nominated for the same category. Greens leader Adam Bandt says he's disappointed Senator Lydia Thorpe has resigned from the party. It follows a dispute over the Voice to Parliament referendum. Bandt denies the party pushed her out.
I tried very hard to get Senator Thorpe to stay. I wanted her to stay. Felt that there is a place for her in the party. She's obviously come to a different view. I'm sad about that.
Just one more day until nervous mortgage holders find out if they're in for another rate hike. The Reserve Bank will hold its first meeting of the year tomorrow, with economists tipping a 25 basis point rise, while the Commonwealth Bank says there's a 1 in 4 chance they'll announce a 40 basis point increase, which could mean an extra $150 a month on top of an average home loan repayment. And turning overseas, several buildings have been reduced to rubble after a 7.8 earthquake rocked parts of Turkey and Syria. It was followed by a 6.7 tremor. There are reports at least 10 people have died in Turkey. There's some positive injury updates out of Punt Road. Tigers forward Tom Lynch is nearing a return to full training after undergoing foot surgery pre-Christmas, while defender Nick Loston has overcome a rib issue suffered last month. And cricketer Usman Khawaja believes Australia is in a better spot than before to beat India on their home patch in the upcoming Test series. The Aussies haven't won a series there since 2004, but the batter says maturity in the squad leaves them well placed. The first Test gets underway in Nagpur on Thursday.